Athletes from around the world will be entering their second day of competition for this year's Olympic Games. I know this is hard to get your head around, but the opening ceremony took place Friday night in Tokyo, which was this morning, our time. Thanks to the pandemic, this year's Games are far from run-of-the-mill. But the Boston Globe's Gary Washburn is there. We caught up with him in the middle of the opening ceremony this morning. You'll hear it in the background. And I asked him what it's like to experience this most unorthodox of Olympic openings.
I mean, it's a little surreal. I mean, they're going through all the glitz and the glamour, the introduction of the nations and the athletes and, you know, the elaborate show, but there's no fans. There's only media members here and Olympic officials, you know, so it's performing for basically for the television audience.
So tell us a little bit about the restrictions that are in place, Gary.
Basically, we have to test every day, a saliva test. We cannot take any public transportation. I'm talking about the media members. We're doing Zoom calls with the athletes. There'll be some in-person situations, but socially distanced. Everyone gets tested. We have to register our temperature every day. We cannot leave our hotels. The reporters cannot walk around the city.
It sounds really restrictive. Is it affecting the morale of the athletes?
I mean, I think that everyone knew what to expect when they got here. They're just going to try to make the best of the situation. For some people, it's their first Olympics, so they're excited just to be here. I mean, it's still the Olympics. There's still people from all over the world that are here to represent their country. So I think the athletes are looking at it like that, as opposed to, oh, this is terrible, or we can't do what we want.
Gary, who are some of the New England athletes, and who are you watching from our sort of delegation, if you will?
Well, there's several, but the main one I'm watching is boxer Rashida Ellis from Lynn. She had a chance to win the gold medal. She has been a tremendous female boxer, and she's going to turn pro right after this Tokyo Games. There's like 35 athletes from New England. So, I mean, as you know, New England produces a lot of athletes in a lot of different sports. So there's a lot to watch here.
So I want to stay with athletes for a minute. So far, we know of nearly 100 who have tested positive for the coronavirus, which dashes their dreams to compete. We also know some have dropped out because of increased protocols. First, how many U.S. athletes are in the mix of having dropped out at this point? And second, does that mean there's going to sort of be an asterisk against gold medals won in this Olympics because the competitive pool might not be the same as it would be in a normal year?
This is not the Olympics that would have been normal if there was no COVID. I mean, there would be a lot more athletes here who would choose to participate. There's a lot who passed on participating and coming to Tokyo. But I don't think any time you compete and win a gold medal, there's an asterisk.
So, Gary, coronavirus is raging in Japan. I think it's fair to say that. They recently had a record high number of cases in a single day. Polls show that most of the Japanese public don't want the Olympics in Tokyo because of the pandemic. Is this happening in a hostile local environment, or is it just sort of separated and benign?
No, it's definitely not normal. You could hear the protesters outside the arena, since there's no fans here in the arena. You can hear the protesters, you know, marching outside it because they don't want the Olympics in Tokyo. But as we walked into the arena, there was a whole group, a whole hundreds of Japanese people waving at us. So it seems to be a little split. I mean, I think there's people that are very gracious. They haven't had the Olympics here in 57 years, 1964. So I think there's a population that's happy to have it here, and probably a younger population that doesn't want it here. So that was split, because I was a little surprised walking up to the arena for opening ceremonies, how many people were waving, taking pictures, were out and about, just wanting to be part of the atmosphere.
So, Gary, you're reporting, but of course you also get to watch live, and not a lot of people get to do that this year. What are you personally most excited about watching and being present for?
It was a lot. You know, Simone Biles in gymnastics, Katie Ledecky in swimming. I'm always excited about the track and field. USA basketball will have a very tough road, men's and women's team, to winning the gold medal. And also sports that I don't get a chance to watch very often. I always like to go out and catch, you know, field hockey, equestrian, something that we don't generally see in the United States, or it's not very popular. So I just think this is a smorgasbord of sports. If you're a sports fan, the next 2 weeks will be wonderful. Even regardless of there not being fans in the arena, it's still the Olympics and it still should be cherished.
All right, that's Gary Washburn. He's a reporter with the Boston Globe, joined us from Tokyo, where he's covering this year's Olympics. Gary, hey, thank you, and enjoy.
Thank you.